Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, August 21st. I hope you're well. Coming up.
This war is horrible for all of us and that it's killing our hostages too.
Israel begins expanding offensive in Gaza and wider RSV program being rolled out. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Israel's military says its forces already have a hold on the outskirts of Gaza as it pushes ahead with its plan to seize the city. 76 Palestinians were killed yesterday in what's been described as some of the fiercest attacks in recent weeks. Tens of thousands of reservists have been called up ahead of Israel's new offensive. Ido Ilam is an Israeli objector who was jailed for refusing to be drafted. He says he's not alone.
Many people, send us death threats, hate online, but that doesn't mean that we don't have support. Many of the citizens in my country are actually Palestinian citizens of Israel, many of who fight with us on this topic against the genocide and against starvation in Gaza.
The scheme to immunize babies against RSV is being expanded this winter. The vaccine will be offered in maternity hospitals to all babies born between September 1st of this year and February 28th of next year. It will also be offered to all babies under the age of 6 months on September 1st. The scheme was first introduced last winter and resulted in an almost 65% reduction in RSV infections in babies when compared to the year before. The Lewis Red Line remains suspended between Connolly and The Point in Dublin again this morning. Operators say it could be at least a week before it's restored following the fire in the Docklands on Tuesday night. The blaze broke out at a gas main under a bridge at George's Dock. Structural engineers are examining what repairs may be needed to be carried out. Britain and Russia have slapped new sanctions on each other. The UK says it's going after financial and crypto networks allegedly used by Moscow, while the Kremlin has banned certain journalists from entering the country. The measures follow this week's talks in Washington between US President Donald Trump, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, and a panel of European leaders. A network of almost 100 Facebook pages are attempting to scam Irish shoppers with more than 50,000 ads. Websites using Irish names or locations, which aren't actually based in Ireland, are presenting themselves as Irish stores and conning shoppers on social media. Customers buy goods that never arrive or which turn up looking very different to what they ordered. Stephen McDermott with The Journal Investigates says many pull on the heartstrings by claiming it's a closing down sale.
The goods that show up don't look like the goods that you ordered. So you might order a leather pair of shoes and they show up and they're actually plastic, or there might be some nice fancy jewellery and it shows up and it's also plastic. And the invoice that you'll get for returning it is from somewhere usually in Asia, and it will be expensive to return it. And because it's a website not based in Ireland, you don't really have much recourse.
The government is being encouraged to act now to make Ireland a better place for the older population of the future. Alone and Social Justice Ireland have come together calling for the cycle of waiting for a crisis to happen to end. In their pre-budget submissions, they want social care, health and housing needs met, and investment in policies to benefit all ages. Michelle Murphy, research and policy analyst with Social Justice Ireland, says in 15 years, over a million people here will be aged 65 or over.
We have a growing population and an ageing population. In 15 years' time, over 1 million people in this country are going to be aged 65 and over, which means we need to plan for their needs now. We're calling on government in this budget, instead of waiting until 2035 or 2040, to actually do the investment now so that people can be supported to age well at home and age well in their community.
Gardaí say don't be tempted to buy dodgy tickets online. They've renewed a warning about ticket scams after a number of incidents were reported in the last few weeks. News Talk's Tina Gates reports.
Gardaí are urging people buying tickets to be very careful and never send money in advance or through apps. They say it's important people exert a great degree of caution if attempting to purchase tickets for a sold-out event through any third party, known or otherwise. Don't trust the tickets you believe you're purchasing are real. It's likely they don't exist. Gardaí also want you to come forward if you've been caught out. Report it at your local Gardaí station in person or free phone 1800 666 111.
In entertainment news, Robbie Williams has revealed he'll be collaborating with former bandmate Gary Barlow on his new album. The Take That singers will duet on a track called Morrissey, which is about someone stalking the Smiths frontman. Robbie also announced he's going to play his smallest ever gig, performing both his debut album Life Through a Lens and his latest offering Britpop. Robbie Williams takes to the stage at Croke Park this weekend. And in sport, the Aviva Stadium is hosting Kansas State University's Wildcats and Iowa State's Cyclones for the opening fixture of the American college football season this Saturday. An estimated 24,000 visitors will arrive in Dublin for the game, with almost 22,000 of them coming from the US. They're set to spend €130 million, with many overseas visitors expected to stay here for at least 7 days. Alice Manser, chief executive with Tourism Ireland, says it's much more than an American football game.
Grant Thornton have estimated the economic impact will be in the region of €130 million. And again, that's because people come to the game, but it's much more than a game as well. People will travel around. And of course, it's a really positive spotlight for Dublin and for Ireland as well.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.